It starts off with some gentle hellos and some high notes of excitement or maybe nervousness. Welcome to wherever you're listening in from, and welcome back after I went MIA for literally a month and a few days. How are you doing, guys? I can't lie, I have literally nimewahata. And yeah, anyway, guys, welcome to Just Chat Podcast. My name is and always will be Daniel Googie, or you can call me Danny the Storyteller. And welcome to, again, as I said, Just Chat Podcast, where we just talk mental and entertain ourselves with the banter and learn something, one or two things. Either way, we just like educating ourselves here while having a little bit of fun. So I hope you all are doing good, man, because as for me personally, this episode is really something that I want to talk about mutually and intimately, and allow my, a little bit, not everything, but a little bit of my vulnerabilities that I would like to highlight to everyone here so that they can learn from it. But without further ado, I would like to welcome every single new person who's tuned in, every person who is a loyal fan, every person who has always taken the time to listen and share my podcast. I am so grateful to you guys, because without you guys, I wouldn't have gotten to where I am. And thank you so much for the support. And to the silent listeners, I know, yeah, thank you so much. And we're still in this together. I didn't disappear just like that. Guys, sometimes in life, even before we get to the topic and every single detail, but this is a leading factor, in every single thing you do in life, always remember you're human. Always remember that you will feel anger, you will feel happiness, you will feel remorse, you will feel pain. And they will come at specific times or unwanted times, because you never predict, but you can only know how you feel until you allow yourself to feel, because you're human, instead of suppressing those feelings. The reason why I have decided to start with some line or a punchline or some philosophical thing is because me being away has kept me in check for quite a while. Has humbled me to a level where I could not really understand what was happening in my life. Most of the time, that is. And the little time I actually was like, this is actually working, I used to doubt it. I used to feel like it was something that I would not have done or pursued or gotten into. And when I say something, I mean it can be professional, it can be something casual, and it can be something serious like a relationship, depending on what your perspective is. But I would personally like to come with a story about my experience with people, what I've learned, and what I am literally still learning till now. Because honestly speaking, you are never going to get to a point where you are going to say that emotionally, my brain, my dopamine, or anything that is in your brain is now super relaxed, and you're just smoothly sailing in your entire rest of your life. Because every single day is a lesson, and every single day is a challenge. I know we did childhood shenanigans. Yeah, we did part one of childhood shenanigans, and we did not have part two, but we are getting to part two. Trust me, guys, we are gonna get to part two. We have, when I say we, I mean me, myself, and I. Anyway, let me just say I. I like saying we because I tend to feel like when I say we, it's you and I and anyone else who's listening to me, you know? So guys, to wherever you're listening in from, I'd like to pose a question, or maybe just a point to you guys, Because love is one word that people is so overrated nowadays. And I'm not saying the type of love where you are, you know, into deep or just crazy. I mean, love, if y'all didn't know, let me say, maybe it's today years old that you realize that love actually means living on valued energy. And living on valued energy is something that's so intense that sometimes you can't even fathom and experience it deeply until you probably find the right people or the right person who can actually lead you, or you can actually lead them to that specific place. And coming to the topic of the day now, literally it's about your well-being and improvement, just self-healing. This seems harder than I thought, because this topic is something that I'm still experiencing till now, and talking about it makes me feel a little bit emotional. I'll tell you why. But a little more relieved, cause it's uncomfortable, guys. Actually realizing that generally you do have a problem and you need to actually work on it and fix it and change, because change is inevitable. And people say that you don't have to change someone, or you don't. I honestly, in my own perspective, I feel like people can actually change. People can actually fix themselves gradually and with time. And that's why you see someone who's been, let me use an example, like if you see someone who's been working out, there is definitely a rapid body change. This is in both genders. Another example is when you progress and become a self-employed person, or that's still progress. There is change in your life, so change is inevitable, even in character. I got to understand this from someone who's really special to me, and she made me understand that, bro, it gets to a point where lazima tu, you need to get a grip on yourself and just be the best version of you for me. And when I say for me, I mean for you know, for them. And change is as simple as this. Let me phrase it in the simplest of ways so you people can understand. I'm going to talk in like two people persona. Change is, I want to be a better version of myself for you, and I want you to be a better version of yourself for me. It's not the other way around. Because if I become a better version of myself for you, it means that I am really trying every single thing that is in my access to try and understand where I am actually coming from. I need to understand that I need to forgive myself for things that occurred in the past that I didn't probably have control of, or just couldn't handle them anymore. And I decided, you know what? I think for the sake of my mental health, for the sake of how I am gonna live my life, I really need to transition. And funny thing, personally for me, it took a hard hit realization, and to be honest, it got or made me feel like I was losing as a person because of my own actions, of my own crazy escapades that make someone really probably overthink, over paranoid. Anxiety really happens every time when you're around new people, when you're around a new environment. It happens everywhere. Even when you wake up, that alarm system that makes your heart beat so fast when you wake up, not noticing it's the alarm that has triggered that, that's some sort of anxiety, and it just comes down because your mind has been triggered. So I just took a long time to realize this, but one thing is that acceptance is one of the hardest places someone is at. I got a bop. Sorry guys, I ate an orange. Oranges. Yeah, Anyway, let's get back to the topic. Learning that I was not okay was, I was in denial the whole time. I was literally in denial the whole freaking time, because I didn't want to accept that I had something that I needed to work on. Like, let's say a problem I needed to work on, that it needed to be sat down, you know, embraced and accepted. So denial was more of like, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do so that people don't really know what's happening to me or what I'm really feeling. But to be honest, I can say this, and maybe most guys or ladies have experienced this. Sometimes when you accept something, it's because a really close person who you hold dear or maybe care about has just come clean to you and told you, I feel like there has been a trigger that has probably pushed us to this position, and I just don't want to do things rationally or irrationally. Have I said irrationally? Oh, wow. Irrationally. Scratch the rational. And just say something that I will probably regret or leave you or just that. And for me, it was something that I realized at a point where breaking down and getting anxiety attacks and getting paranoid all the time was the daily dose. People sometimes, when you notice that you are so into something, it becomes an addiction. Now, this is something I learned. I was 3 days old. I was three days old. Yeah, I was supposed to say I was 3 days old when I read an article that actually just opened my mind to some weird ass phenomena about love. So in 1933, some scientists took some people, to be specific, some men who said, no, sorry, actually it was men and women. It was 3 men and 3 women. I read another story about men. And the similar thing with this group of individuals was that all of them said they were in love with someone, or they are attached to someone, but which is still love. So, well, it's technically not love because it can be affection and lust and all that. But genuinely, these people were really genuinely and like wholeheartedly in love with this person. So they did their research and said that actually love is a dopamine, is a high dopamine level that is exerted in your brain. And the dopamine itself causes you to see this person as, you know, so special to you, you care about them, and if not taken care of and nurtured together, it becomes an addiction. That is why you now see people becoming paranoid, doing things out of love in quotes, but it's just because they feel like they're gonna lose this person. They feel like they're not good enough. And if you're there, you're feeling like you're not good enough, I'm here to tell you that the more you work on yourself, the more attractive you become. The more you actually fix yourself, the more you try your best to become you and you alone for them, you become way attractive. It becomes toxic, and I'm saying this from experience, it becomes toxic and it becomes so suffocating for the other person that you keep constantly calling them every single time. And I got to understand this the hardest way, and I really thank God for, you know, bringing someone who's so like genuinely just into you, like just genuinely they just want to be around you and they just want to learn from you because you bring out the best in them. It made me realize that it just suffocates them. And through my past experience, people do walk away, not because they don't care about you, don't get me wrong, but it's because they feel like they are the problem, and you have made them feel that. I am, and I'm not apologizing to say this, you have made them feel that way. And until you fix yourself, there will be no going back. Because anytime you turn back at them, anytime you want to be with them, all you constantly think about is the loss, is the fragility, is the vulnerability that you think is going to be, you know, snapped from you. An experience such as this is something that you should really sit down and think about, and sometimes you need some time alone. I never got to understand why you need some time alone. Don't get me wrong, it's not this when someone calls and says, yo, I need a break and stuff. That's just prolonging the problem. This is you genuinely just taking your time in a day and just you feeling the emotions. You're human, as I said in the beginning, and now I'm getting to my first point. As I said, now you will see why I said it at first. You are human, and for you to go through the journey of self-healing, it's a process. It takes years, guys. it's not easy. I'm still going through it. And to be honest, it's the hardest thing, but it makes you so strong. The only problem that most of us experience is that sometimes you tend to lash out and forget that you are actually probably talking or... yeah, sometimes talking to the person who is there to really hold you down. Someone who is really there to take care of you. And I don't mean take care of you physically like a baby, but they are there to just give you that reassurance and tell you, yo, we are in this together. I know I cannot physically tell you what you do to do because we all have our personal lives and private lives and all that stuff. But the reason why I am here with you and sticking and really trying my very best to just see the best in you is because I really love you and I really care about you. And as I said, love is living on valued energy. So I feel like it should be a two-way traffic. Living on valued energy, you should have valued energy that you give them and they should reciprocate that, you know? Because this is how you feed on each other's strengths and enlighten each other and keep each other growing and growing and growing. I actually got to learn through a couple of people who are talking in a podcast I was listening to some weeks ago that sometimes relationships never work because you're either prolonging the problem or one of you just forces you to see them how they are without them really trying their best to change themselves for you, because you are there really trying your best. And genuinely, I have apologized so many times that sometimes you even feel, why am I apologizing to this person if I'm gonna do the same thing again? Why don't you just sit down and ask yourself, why is this happening? It was yesterday, years old, I just had to sit down and ask myself that. Because sometimes it triggers in your head. And as a human being, you're like, oh crap, oh wow, now I've really messed up. And if this person walks away from me, it is my fault. And it will actually really not work well with you. Because this person is living genuinely because they are hurt by you. They are hurt by your actions, they are hurt by your words. And this affects men a lot. Ladies are very verbal beings. They are very emotional beings. And I feel like it's both a good thing and a bad thing, but a really good thing because they do open up, but sometimes you have to force them in a good way. But anyway, I'm saying they know how, and they can, because male, it's different between male and female. The oranges are just doing something to me. As I was saying, sorry for that. Taking time from your day and just courteously just calling someone and you're like, yo, bro, hey, beautiful, hey, homie. I may have a busy day or I may have a crazy day ahead, but I just want to wish you a good day. Have you eaten? Have you done this? Blah, 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 yada, yada, you know, stories, ajaba, or some interesting things just to build up their day, and that's it. I remember before I actually realized that this was something constant on me, I used to feel the need to probably call someone after every 2 minutes, 1 minute, and I thought it was okay. You know, funny thing, as a human being, you never correct yourself. You always see like you're doing the right thing, but once you realize it, you are so built up that you feel like your pride is hurt, and that's not it. It's just that you don't want to accept. So I was given this advice. Number one, you need to take life easy. If this person respects and trusts you, they will be there for you. Trust me. They will stick by you. Because it's not about who, it's not about what they want or what they, it's just about you being you, and they see something in you. They just see a growing thing in you. And when you hear someone actually just telling you that, I want to be there with you, I want to grow with you, I want to work on this thing that is there, because I feel like generally right now we're talking more about the relationships we have. It's so intense that sometimes you just want to cry. Sometimes you want to scream. Sometimes you want to punch the wall. Because you're not used to that type of attention, for lack of a better word. It's new to you. It's like, whoa, why is this person loving me like this? I'm used to the crazy, crazy one over there. I'm used to the one who's like, you know, fuck you. You know, you ain't shit. And you're so comfortable with that because your heart, it finds it satisfying, weirdly enough. But then this one person makes you feel things you've never actually felt before. And right now you find it as a threat. You tend to doubt too much. You tend to feel like you're caged and stuff like that. And now your emotions and your mind is now trying to control you to a way that you want to make this person feel like they're toxic, and they are not. Being toxic, I feel sometimes is majorly a personal decision that someone makes. Sorry to say this. Because in as much as you have all the traumas we talk about, all the crazy things we've talked about in the recent podcasts, don't you think that through life and through progressing that you can actually gradually get out of it? You master and are able to control your mind to a point where you can now see things so differently that you now see this person is really respectful of you. I got to realize it through them being away from me for a while now, and not away in a bad way, running errands and stuff like that, you know, them doing their thing. I got to learn that the hard way, and I'm grateful. Actually, at first I was a dumbass, I was a pain in the ass, but gradually with time it just got into my head, and I was like, yo, this is not new to you. If she really does, or he does really respect you. And once you feel comfortable to be the real version of you around someone, I really would advise that you just don't be someone who's really holding on to their own beliefs so much that you think that this other person is just a counterpart in your story of life. No, by the way, no. You are gonna lose people. You're gonna lose so many important people that when you sit back and look, you're like, I really did hurt them. And you can't take it back, because maybe they have progressed so much in life, or they just don't want to do anything with you or for you. And even when you say sorry, it cannot be fixed, because that time it's already broken. And one thing I know genuinely about ladies, when they hold you down, they do hold you down. But they can really go away. Yeah, they can. Same case applies to dudes. Actually, dudes tend to overthink a lot. And these people who are called the overthinkers tend to overcare, overlove, over... You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's a stereotype, honestly. But I feel like they need something. But this is the thing with men need to lead. Men are meant to be leaders. So yeah, the ladies are there to be a companion, lead them in the right direction, and give them assurance. Because the same way in a realm where there is royalty between a king and a queen, you always notice the king sometimes just sits down, and the lady, it's like she is the voice of reason and reassures him that, yo, I know you're the leader, I know you got this, and I know that you can actually, you know, get a grip on yourself. The reassurance makes a man feel good. It makes them feel something soft inside them is tender, because you can't show everyone all your vulnerabilities, and it's good to be spontaneous. It's good to be a cryptic person, because not everyone has a good, the same intention or a good intention for you. So when the universe brings you someone who really is there, like you can see they're all in, but you're doubting it, just go back and sit in a corner, curl yourself in a corner. I don't care how long it's gonna take, as long as you're gonna hold that person down, because they do know that they feel safe around you, and they do know that they are the best version of themselves around you. So why don't you work on yourself, my G? Why don't you work on yourself and just understand that some things really need you to be in an uncomfortable position for you to feel the pain, for you to feel all that rage because of an action that has been done, for you to actually understand the feeling. For you to actually know how your mind works, you need to experience it. And if you live in denial the whole time, that is why you'll never have a relationship that's healthy. You'll keep on finding fault and you'll never be happy. You say you're lonely, but are you really lonely, or have you just really been ignorant to the fact that you need to progress? You need to be the man you're supposed to be. You need to be the warrior you're supposed to be. You need to be her light and shining armor. I feel like I should just phrase this to the dudes, and at least, you know? Because as a stereotype that has been there is like, y'all don't talk about your feelings, y'all don't talk, you know? But to be honest, I learned that talking about them is the healthiest thing ever. It's uncomfortable, but after that, you just feel like, ah, oh, wow. Personally, I do have someone who really cares about me. And in as much as my mind tries to tell me otherwise, I fight with it every single day to try and at least make sure that I don't sleep. And if I sleep, and sleep I don't mean like sleeping in bed, I mean the S-L-I-P. I just don't want them to sleep feeling like I'm just there to bombard them with my own crap and not understand and appreciate how they are. Make them sleep with a smile on their faces. Make them feel like they can call you and just give you the banter that's just not even considered as a banter to some people, but they just wanna be around you. I learned that for you to actually work on yourself more, bite your tongue if you feel like you're angry. I'm still learning that, because it's baby steps for me, because sometimes I do lash out. Then realizing it in the middle, I'm like, damn, man, I am disappointed in you. I thought we talked about this. You know that time you just have a meeting with yourself and you're like, I really thought we talked about this. Why are you letting your mind control you? You are the master of your mind. If you have actually created opportunities for yourself, then why not create a space in your mind to heal? Why not at least make this person feel happy? Why not at least make yourself happy and make yourself attractive? Because the more you grow, the more attractive you become, only if you decide to work on yourself. It's hard. It's actually so hard to work on yourself, because all you want is for people to see the perfect you and not to see the broken you, not to see, you know? But every single time you sit down and feel that way and feel some anxiety that makes you want to really hit this person up and just hear the voice, don't calm down first. Don't make that call. You never know, that person is busy doing their own things. They have, as I said, they do have their own things they're doing. And you, sorry to say this, you are not the only priority they have. You need to understand that. You are not the only priority they have. They want to grow in life, they want to succeed. Why not help them? Why not make it your priority to best yourself? And then after that, things just flow. It's so childish to just act like a stubborn person. It becomes annoying. And I'm saying this because I probably still am a culprit of all this. You know? But the fact that I've actually understood this, it means that I am taking a step, and I hope you really take a step to understand yourself, understand your faults, understand your flaws and where you really need to change and fix. Because every single time you will realize something, oh crap, so this is something about me that I never realized. So this is actually something I need to work on or probably replenish or probably improve on. And to anyone who's out there listening to this and is a helper, you're helping a friend, you're helping a family member who just feels like they are going through some shitty days. You are really appreciated and loved. And personally to me, to that one person who knows themselves, that they really go through thing and thing to just make me realize that I have so much potential in my life, thank you so much. Because if it weren't for you, it would have just been crappy days. These people keep up with you, they try their best to just make you understand that you can do this. And it's up to you and you alone. They really can't do the work for you. They can only be there to give you moral support, and just you support them as well. Healing takes time, as I said. And understanding some figures in life and understanding that you need to be around an environment sometimes. Sometimes you need to be alone and just think about it. I'm burping still. Okay. I'm back, as I was saying. Recording some things, you know, sometimes when you're recording a podcast, let me just drift kidogo. You always tend to probably rethink a topic, and you're like, I don't think I'm ready to do this. I decided not to actually publish or push childhood shenanigans because I feel like my story will help someone out there, and my journey will just guide someone out there to understand that you will go through this, and my experience with you is not the same. If you've listened to my podcast, I've always said experiences are so different. So in as much as I'm giving you all this banter and I'm giving you all this mental health capabilities and all these mental health milestones that we need to, you know, break through or embrace, your story is different from my story. But the healing journey at some point can be the same, because all of us need that fixing. And it's gradual. Love is gradual. Love is something so intense that if you really don't understand it, it will really mess you up. It will really mess with your mind, mess with your brain, mess with how you run your things in life. And it will be a constant thing. One thing I got to understand is that if someone really, really does want to be there with you or care about you, they do make time for you. And if they don't, you just do, you continue doing your thing. Because if they do really, even in a schedule that's so crazy and busy, and I know probably you're there on TikTok, on IG, constantly seeing these people motivate you and stuff like that. I'm not here to motivate you. I'm here to talk about the real things and the real issues we face in life. As men, as you ladies out there. And they will make time. If you're just a constant, though, you're like, yo, let me check on them. Let me call them. If they really don't have a 24-hour day where they just probably shoot you a text or call you, then there may be a problem. Trust me, sometimes there is a problem. Not a bad problem, I mean like a genuine problem, like, yo, I'm really sorry, blah 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 stories. But if there's nothing Excuse me. If there's nothing such as that, then it's not as deserving for you to really, you know, pester yourself there. Truth be told, you just fix yourself, and if it's meant to be, it is meant to be. That's all I can say right there. I don't want to add anything apart from that piece of advice or part of my opinion that I have shared through what I've read and through what I've learned over my, you know, journey of life. So I just want to think on a listener perspective, someone who's listening to me right now, you know, listening to this beautiful voice. Well, and listening to this podcast and is maybe thinking that, okay, you said healing, you said all this. But what's the ultimatum for one to actually realize that there is something going on? I think I only have two pointers for this. If something is really going on with you, you'll have raging thoughts. And rage, these raging thoughts are mostly not positive. You have intrusive questions, very intrusive questions, really personal questions. And that's when you actually realize that you have a problem. And the second one, and you should take this very, very importantly, maybe even write it down, is you're not taking time to work on yourself. You're constantly giving and giving and giving, and it's exhausting you so much, and you don't realize it because you are such a nice person that you forget that you need your own time to just rejuvenate. Never give every single person your energy. The most advisable thing is just observe the room. Just see what kind of energy you will give there. What kind of information you will give there. Because don't give everyone all your information. Come on, why are you doing that? You know, never talk about your family issues and stuff like that. Yeah? To this, you know, married people and the audiences who are listening to me and are in marriages and all that. It's very important to keep a relationship rejuvenated. It's always important to tell someone how you feel. But when you tell them how you feel, always remember that this person is also human. That you might say something negative about them and they will retaliate because they want to correct you. Lies do happen, people make mistakes. But has this one person really come to you and told you genuinely, I am really sorry for doing this? And I want to better myself for you, so I am going to work on this. I am going to change it. I am going to really do my best to change it. Not try and change, but I am going to change it. You know, sometimes I feel like I should do a personal podcast and just send it directly to someone. Yeah, you know yourself. Because, of course, you can publicly say some things. Even to you, you cannot tell someone or probably text someone and something, you know, where you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But if you are really understand yourself, then how come you still have all those problems or all those silly ass excuses if you say you really understand yourself? For you to become a warrior, you just have to go through the whole experience. You have to feel the pain, you have to get stabbed, you have to get hurt, you have to have a pained leg, you just, you know, I'm speaking this hypothetically, I'm not saying that you have to be stabbed literally, you know, I mean like psychologically these battles need to be faced head on so that your mind knows that, you know, any obstacle that comes, I am gonna handle it and I am gonna handle it correctly. So to you who has been there for me, and this can be a message that can be pushed to everyone who's listening to this podcast, but for me, I just want to post it here and push it to you guys so that you can use it and send it to those people who have really been there and you have really been blinded by the fact that you have a problem, but now you realize it and they have been there. Just send them this. I had to clear my throat for this. Anyway, do you, my dear one, or my dear friend, my dear best friend, my dear partner, thank you. Thank you for really tolerating me. Thank you for really taking time to understand me and read me and definitely see that I need fixing and I have a problem that needs to be worked on. Thank you for being honest with me to that level and for helping me realize that for me to better myself, I need to work on myself so that you can be happy, so that you can also want to be around me. Thank you for saying you feel safe around me. It's very rare to find someone who really feels safe around you and is willing to just want to be around you even in crowded places or alone and stuff like that. And I'm going to hold you down. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do my very best to always put a smile on that face. And even if we get to a point where we are going to argue, we are going to sit down and solve it and not just ignore the situation. Because people do argue, people do, you know, let themselves out once in a while. But it's the solution that really matters after that. And I genuinely just want to say thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for letting me into your energy and for making me realize that I am special to you and you are special to me. It takes time, especially the first times are like you feel like you're being suffocated, both so you feel like you having this problem, you are being suffocated so much, I feel like I'm being suffocated so much. But then the difference is the problem that's on my end is now projecting information or my reaction towards you. And I would honestly like to say, I am sorry. I'm sorry for those many times that probably have been going wild and crazy and, you know, zigzag every single damn time. But you just stuck by me and just decided to, you know, stuck. Wow. You just stuck by me and decided to just, I ain't going nowhere. The trust, the respect you've just given me to show me that no one else can just get to a position where you are with me. So just don't think about that at all. So thank you for that reassurance. And thank you for at least understanding me, especially when it starts, for everyone who's listening, when it starts, it just goes crazy. 3 days, 2 days, you're just paranoid. You want to stay on your phone the whole time and just look at that picture, or just call them and have a whole 24 hours of talking, which is not possible. It's not possible, my people. But thank you for being special. Thank you for making me feel things that I never felt before. And thank you for being the hard person who just sees a future involving me. A future involving friends, a future involving family. But generally just a picture with me in it. And you're really just there willing to hold me down till the end of time, if there's something like that. So thank you so much. And I care about you. You're a warrior. You're a queen. And you're gonna do the best variations of thing. And just thank you for the promise of sticking around. And you have stuck around till So guys, we are back now. That was meant for but this episode is just based on us realizing something about ourselves, and I hope that it's helped you. I hope that it's really made you understand that you need you have to, and there's just no option but to move forward into the uncomfortability, for you to just be uncomfortable in the for you just to be uncomfortable and feel comfortable in the uncomfortable. Thank you everyone for tuning in and for listening to Just Chat Podcast. We are going to be coming back endlessly, and we're going to try our best to always give you something every single week. Have a good one from wherever you're tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening in. And thank you so much for the support. You have been real. You're still real. And we are going to do this together. Danny the Storyteller is going to peace out. But in the meantime, you got this. See you on the next one, guys. The road to self-healing is the most uncomfortable and unsettling position you can ever put yourself in. But having someone make you realize, and also you deciding to better yourself, is the best rejuvenating feeling after that. So allow the uncomfortability for now. You got this.